This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The Taliban announced Monday they had conquered the northern Panjshir Valley. The takeover ended the only armed resistance to their rule in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement in part, "This victory brings an end to the war across the nation." The Taliban media team released several videos of their takeover of Panjshir and the raising of the Taliban flag at government buildings in the province Monday. But opposition forces, known as the National Resistance Front and led by Commander Ahmad Massoud, denied the Taliban claim in a Facebook post by Ali Massam Nazari, their head of foreign relations. Israel has launched a massive manhunt in the country's north and the occupied West Bank. The manhunt comes after six Palestinian prisoners escaped from a high-security facility. Israeli security forces were putting up roadblocks, conducting patrols, and moving hundreds of other prisoners as a precautionary step. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett called the development a grave incident. For Israel, it was an embarrassing security breach on the eve of the Jewish New Year. U.S. lawmakers from both political parties say haunting images of surging rivers, flooded roads, and tornado damage caused by last week's Hurricane Ida show the need to upgrade the nation's aging infrastructure network. Members of Congress said the storm offered irrefutable evidence that the nation's power lines, roads, bridges, and other infrastructure are deteriorating, even as storms and other extreme weather are strengthening. The storm killed more than 65 people from the southern state of Louisiana to the northeastern state of Connecticut. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, quote, "Global warming is upon us." This is VOA News.